This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 17th. Well, I just wanted to update everybody on today's market gyrations. Essentially, what's going on is what was up yesterday is kind of down today, and what was getting hit yesterday is up today. So here's what's really going on. The dividend growth stocks are definitely getting their mojo back. It started in the previous week. Monday, they were very strong. Today, they're going to hit with profit-taking. But they're trending higher, and they're looking good, okay? An example of a dividend growth stock would be something like a Costco, a Walmart, a Target. Those are all dividend growth stocks. The go-go growth stocks that we like, you know, the ones that are prospering in the COVID environment, the work-at-home environment, nesting environment, okay? Those are doing very well today, okay? So what happened is Wall Street did think that everything's going to get back to normal tomorrow, and everybody's going to go ahead and book things on cruise ships and vacations and all that stuff, and that's just not happening, okay? We might have two vaccines in the pipeline. We might have more soon, but getting those vaccines out is another matter. You know, one vaccine needs dry ice, another one needs TLC, and getting them out is kind of a logistical nightmare. So the Trump administration is trying to use the military to do this. We'll see exactly what happens. Also, there's a lot of criticism of the vaccines. You know, even Kamala Harris has been very critical of these vaccines, and before they were approved, and maybe she's changed her mind now. So, you know, she said she wouldn't take them. So we'll see what happens. But it's very, very important that we get back to normal as soon as possible. But that's not going to be happening. So you can see that as more states and cities do their lockdowns, consumers are changing their behavior. And believe it or not, it showed up in today's retail sales report. Retail sales were only up 0.3% in October, and all the growth was online shopping. So it already looks like we're starting to nest, okay? We're being very careful, cautious. J.P. Morgan Chase, which is huge in the credit card business, reported that credit card spending is down 7.4% year over year, and they're a good bellwether out there. Now, consumers also have been responsible in paying down their credit, so that's a good sign as well. But it'll be fascinating to see how strong holiday shopping will be. Obviously, the online shopping is going to be incredible. And we got some clear signs on the retail sales report that consumers are starting to become more cautious. So that means economic growth is decelerating. Right now, the Atlanta Fed is estimating fourth quarter GDP growth at 3.5% annually. So we'll see how that changes in the upcoming weeks and months. But there's some caution out there in the air. So, and of course, we may have a change of government here shortly, and that will be a big change. So whatever happens, the bottom line is our best defense is going to be a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. The good news is dividend growth is a great oasis. Our conservative growth stocks are a great oasis. And when they hit the dividend growth stocks, the conservative growth stocks are rallying. When the conservative growth stocks get hit, the dividend growth stocks are rallying. So I really like what this yin-yang thing that's going on right now. In fact, the breadth and power of the market is actually expanding. And that's a very, very healthy sign. So so whether you want dividend growth or, you know, great sales and earnings growth, we got them both for you. And the market looks like it's broadening out and getting increasingly smart. And money is not leaving this market. The market is the only game in town in this low interest rate environment we're in. So I hope I just want you to know that these oscillations are normal, okay? We're in holiday trading now. Volume is very light. So don't let the daily gyrations of the market or certain stocks bother you. Because when the fundamentals come out, all the stocks right themselves, okay? And we've had some great reports, and tomorrow we'll have NVIDIA's announcement, and I'm expecting great things from it. So that's it. It's Lewis Navalier. I just want to give you a quick update on the market. Take care, everybody.